Chapter 129. Inside the Triton, Rachel's head felt like it was being compressed in some kind of medieval torture vice. Half standing, stooped beside the cockpit chair, she could feel death closing in around her. Directly in front of her, the hemispherical viewing dome was empty. Dark. The banging had stopped. Tolland was gone. He had left her. The hiss of pressurized air blasting in overhead reminded her of the deafening katabatic wind on Milne. The floor of the sub had a foot of water on it now. Let me out! Thousands of thoughts and memories began streaming through her mind like flashes of violet light. In the darkness, the sub began to list, and Rachel staggered, losing her balance. Stumbling over the seat, she fell forward, colliding hard with the inside of the hemispherical dome. A sharp pain erupted in her shoulder. She landed in a heap against the window, and as she did, she felt an unexpected sensation. A sudden decrease in the pressure inside the sub. The tightened drum of Rachel's ears loosened perceptibly, and she actually heard a gurgle of air escape the sub. It took her an instant to realize what had just happened. When she'd fallen against the dome, her weight had somehow forced the bulbous sheet outward enough for some of the internal pressure to be released around the seal. Obviously, the dome glass was loose. Rachel suddenly realized what Tolland had been trying to do by increasing the pressure inside. He's trying to blow out the window. Overhead, the Triton's pressure cylinder continued to pump. Even as she lay there, she felt the pressure increasing again. This time she almost welcomed it, although she felt the suffocating grip pushing her dangerously close to unconsciousness. Scrambling to her feet, Rachel pressed outward with all her force on the inside of the glass. This time, there was no gurgle. The glass barely moved. She threw her weight against the window again. Nothing. Her shoulder wound ached, and she looked down at it. The blood was dry. She prepared to try again, but she didn't have time. Without warning, the crippled sub began to tip backward. As its heavy engine box overcame the flooded trim tanks, the Triton rolled onto its back, sinking rear first now. Rachel fell onto her back against the cockpit's rear wall. Half submerged in sloshing water, she stared straight up at the leaking dome, hovering over her like a giant skylight. Outside was only night, and thousands of tons of ocean pressing down. Rachel willed herself to get up, but her body felt dead and heavy. Again, her mind reeled backward in time to the icy grip of a frozen river. Fight, Rachel! Her mother was shouting, reaching down to pull her out of the water. Grab on! Rachel closed her eyes. I'm sinking. Her skates felt like lead weights, dragging her down. She could see her mother lying spread eagle on the ice to disperse her own weight, reaching out. Kick, Rachel! Kick with your feet! Rachel kicked as best as she could. Her body rose slightly in the icy hole, a spark of hope. Her mother grabbed on. Yes, her mother shouted. Help me lift you. Kick with your feet. With her mother pulling from above, Rachel used the last of her energy to kick with her skates. It was just enough, and her mother dragged Rachel up to safety. She dragged the soaking Rachel all the way to the snowy bank before collapsing in tears.